The groove on that one came from mostly just listening to old Motown stuff. You know, lots of soul, you know, Otis Redding, Sam Cooke, that kind of stuff. I've always loved those grooves and loved that kind of feeling. It just, you know, worked. I've always wanted to have one of those songs too. I've never had a song like that. So getting together with Andy, you know, we both found some middle ground on that again. And yeah, just love that kind of vibe. I wanted to have one of those on the album. Working with Andy is fantastic. I mean, he's got such a wealth of experience. And again, like Gordy, you know, he's really good at, you know, changing what he's working on to fit the song the best and fit the artist he's working with. And we hit it off really well. You know, we've become really good friends since those sessions. And yeah, I mean, just the experience. I mean, it's amazing, somebody who thinks like that. You know, it's really cool to kind of pull you out of your comfort zone and get to kind of push you up to a next level too. Yeah, playing Last Surrender live is a lot of fun. Like again, I've never had one of those kind of songs of my own with that kind of groove and that kind of like melody and chord structure before. So it's a lot of fun having the band there. I feel like, you know, it's kind of our soul moment. You know, we get to do that one on stage.